Attorneys for both sides wrapped up arguments today in a case that could reverse state prohibitions against some Medicaid-funded abortions. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, attorneys for Planned Parenthood claim a state statute is too restrictive and violates a woman's constitutional rights.
Alaska Superior Court Judge John Suttuck heard closing arguments today in a case that is likely headed to the state's Supreme Court. After 7 days of testimony from expert witnesses, Suttuck's charge is now to decide if the state's list of physical ailments that qualify a woman for a, quote, medically necessary abortion, an abortion that would be funded by Medicaid, is in line with an earlier Alaska Supreme Court ruling that requires Medicaid reimbursement only in the case of medically necessary, not elective, abortions. Arguing for the plaintiffs, Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest attorney Autumn Katz said that the statute violates constitutional equal protection and privacy rights of low-income women. Katz says the statute makes it all but impossible for them to get Medicaid-funded abortions.
The funding restrictions exclude many physical and virtually all mental health conditions in direct contravention of the 2001 decision.
Plaintiffs allege the current definition of medically necessary excludes mental health and socioeconomic issues that could influence a woman's decision to terminate a pregnancy. Suttuck asked Katz if she could write the statute, would all abortions be funded as they are in some other states, or could the state constitutionally draw a line?
Where are you coming from?
Right. And I think where we're coming from is that if the state wants to draw a line, Any appropriate line has to leave the physicians with the discretion to make those determinations based on an individual's risk factors and the circumstances of their lives.
But state attorney Margaret Payton Walsh says the state has already drawn a line, and that line is the 2014 legislation that delineates more than 20 physical conditions that, according to the statute, would allow a Medicaid-funded abortion. Peyton Walsh says Planned Parenthood does not make a reasonable distinction between medically necessary and elective abortions.
The Supreme Court expressly anticipated that the legislature would be in a position to define medical necessity and to limit the state's obligation to pay for elective abortions.
Suttuck says the case must prove that the state statute is not driven by a prejudice against abortion. He thanked the attorneys and witnesses and looked to the next step.
Good Lord, you've given me a headache. What am I going to do? Whatever it is, I'll do my best. And as we all know, I'm a speed bump on the way to the Supreme Court.
There is no word yet on when a Superior Court decision is expected. I'm Ellen Lockyer.